Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Tosh Plumlee, famous CIA black ops contractor, still operating, was told recently, take your Facebook down, you're going to get it. So he took it down. Now he's being subpoenaed, he's been told. So he's put it back up. It's Robert Tosh Plumlee on Facebook. We're going to tweet that link out when the show ends here in about 5 minutes to everybody at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. We're going to have it relinked to a new article at Infowars.com. But talk more about how you were threatened and any other final points you'd like to make before they make you testify and then gag you as a witness forever.
I'm not gone. That dragged me back this time. Anyway, let me, the big question they were mostly concerned about when I asked, and this question was asked to me by my source from NATO, who, like I said earlier, worked with a task force down south, and it's a program, very secret program. But anyway, number 10 on that question, which they seem to be more concerned about, did our ambassador and others, weeks before they were murdered, notify our State Department and CIA that Syrian rebels had obtained U.S. weapons, including Stinger missiles from Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, shipped to those CIA safe houses. Now, they wanted to know how I found out about Jordan and Pakistan. And that came from a sensitive source who works NATO, who was in that region, has been transferred to that region from another task force. I have some military contacts that are personal friends because I used to be their pilot. We stay in touch and have stayed in touch for a number of years. So, 11 questions were asked to clarify what we knew beforehand, because from the very beginning, this administration outright lied to us, continues to lie to us. And if anybody will read these 11 questions, they have yet to been answered in their entirety. And they're very simple questions. My question to you and the audience out there is, why won't they answer these questions?
Well, by the way, Tosh, so while now, you're talking, we're showing video from last week where the Al-Qaeda rebels are bragging, and it's in mainstream news. They now have the latest Stinger-type missiles to shoot down aircraft, and they're promising to attack America and Israel and other folks with them. But I guess in America and Israel, the people running us, they'll be able to use this as a way to take our liberties here domestically. What do you think the end game is in arming the Al-Qaeda rebels with surface-to-air high-tech missiles?
I don't really have any opinions about what this administration's ideas or what their game plan is. I don't think they have any idea what the hell they're doing, in my opinion. So, the only thing that I was interested in is the fact that they were lying. They were outright lying from the very beginning. And they on and on. And then they were retaliating against military people that were telling other people that they were lying. And then what did they do? They retaliated against the military people and said, hey, wait a minute, we're running guns to these factions. And they said, shut up. They pulled them out of the field and signed them to other positions and made a bad mark on their reputation. Now, this thing's been going on for a number of years. So why am I? I'm not upset about this. I'm just asking one simple question. Where in the hell is our Congress? Where in the hell is our Senate? Ask these 11 questions directly to the State Department and demand answers. These questions are not that damn complicated.
No, they're giving missiles to Al-Qaeda publicly and firing a bunch of top generals and low-level people that don't want to be part of it. And the military said no to attacking Syria 7-8 months ago. That's a big victory. And Tosh Plumlee, you're a big part of that. And it's Robert Tosh Plumlee on Facebook. You have a lot of courage. Obviously, if you don't get the subpoena tomorrow, we want to talk to you again. And I'm glad that you're not going to be following their tyranny. We need more people like you. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Okay, you guys have to take care and hang in there.
You bet. People need to pray for you and all other whistleblowers. I'm going to say a prayer for you, Tosh. I'll say bye to you here at the end, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. We have more time if you want to do it. I'm Alex Jones. Until tomorrow, support InfoWars. We are the tip of the spear. We're the real deal, and that's why we're under attack as well. So pray for us and support us. Great job, crew.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's already April 30th, 2014. On this Wednesday edition, I want to thank you all for joining us today. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief will be joining us to talk about the economy, Russia, the pivot into Asia, where he sees the world going in the third hour. I do intend on this hump day, middle of the week transmission to try to get to your phone calls in this first hour after I fire out some of the headlines and news here and then get your take on the state of our world. I've said this many times, there are times in history when more happens in a week or a month than happened in the previous 5-10 years. And we are undoubtedly entering the ultimate version of that, where the waves are going to come quicker and quicker, and you won't just have a time of great change for a few years and then it stops. It's just going to intensify and get more and more wild, more and more out of control. And the globalists intend to surf this singularity, as they call it, or group of pre-singularities to godhood. That's not my words. That's the head of Google. both the head of Google, the CEO of Google, and also their head technology futurist, Ray Kurzweil. He also, of course, is the progenitor of those type of statements. And that is what the entire ruling class is into. That's their religion. That's their culture. That's what they believe in. And then they've deployed different psychological systems and different programming systems in the culture. The new priest class, bureaucrats and PR men and propaganda and state-sanctioned psychiatrists and psychologists to basically bring in this new world order and label any resistance to it as aberrant, mentally ill, and terrorist. And that is basically the society we live in. That is the eugenics-based social Darwinistic plan. And anyone that ignores those facts does it at their total peril. Because the enemy program that we break down here on this transmission is a public program, is the glue that holds together the entire kleptocratic, fascistic, global, anti-human system. Hitler was only an aberrant expression of this system, according to them. They call him an aberrant expression. They're a more touchy, feely, but in its depths, much darker version of Adolf Alois Hitler and his Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which was founded and funded by the Rockefeller Foundation publicly, IBM publicly. All of the major Fortune 50 or so, all of them, before World War II, built Adolf Hitler. There's been best-selling books, New York Times bestsellers written on this, IBM and the Holocaust by Black and others. This is an open fact. They were mad at Hitler because he tried to take over everything for himself and wanted to do it in one failed 10-year swoop. They want to do it softly, slowly, lovingly, as you walk slowly into the warm black waters of death, having no idea what's swimming right beneath the surface. Now, let me go over the headlines here for you today that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. China poised to pass the U.S. as world's leading economic power this year. This was all done by design. They turned off our power plants, turned off our roads, turned off our infrastructure, set up the taxes and regulations to force business to move to China. That is the bottom line. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. EU firms help power China's military rise. So-called U.S. firms, EU firms, Russian firms, it doesn't matter. They all sell weapons and systems and integrated systems for the weapons to everyone in a global arms race. And China is the model of the future with transhumanism, execution vans, suicide nets, forced abortions at factories, coffin apartments, and a ruling communist elite that are billionaires and above the law. It's a total joke. You want to live in Tiananmen Square? You will. You want to go out and protest? Here comes the tanks. The tanks are being delivered to every police department in the country. They tried to set up Tiananmen Square at the Bundy Ranch. The people said, no, we're ready to fight back. We're ready to peacefully stand up against you. And the media declared it the ultimate sin, the ultimate evil. Meanwhile, tying into that, man arrested. We're going to play the video later. After taping arrest with cell phone. It's kind of an oxymoron. Man arrested after taping arrest with cell phone. He was taping someone else's arrest. And you see this all the time. This is out of Miami. They don't care if there's a law saying you can videotape police. You're going to go to jail in many areas because they don't want the enemy showing what they're doing. Big Brother's going to listen to your phones illegally, They're going to tell your kids that they belong to the state. They're going to forcibly inoculate them outside of law. They're going to give missile systems to Al-Qaeda. But you don't film the government's enforcers. And I really see this as a litmus test if your county, your city, your state is a tyranny or not. Maryland, Florida, you name it, Illinois, they arrest you for filming police. In Texas, they don't, generally. Most other states, there's 14 states where they order the police to arrest people that film them. There's famous video out of Maryland where the guy's 200 yards away as riot police beat people for no reason. So they come over and take his phone and then beat him and then don't even care to erase it because they think they're in the right. There's a scum enemy with a camera. Go attack him, arrest him. I mean, do those police think there's going to be any future or any liberty or that they're ever going to see their pension funds in a country like that? The police state's being set up because everything's going to be taken and stolen and shut down. America is slated for total deindustrialization. And only UN Agenda 21 cities in select areas are going to be able to even operate. And that's the new numbers out today. Half of New Yorkers say they're on the verge or going bankrupt now. That's New York State. U.S. economy slows drastically to 0.1%. Folks, when they say we're at 3%, that's negative 3. This economy, its engine's blown by Obamacare, by the shipping the jobs to China. It is just, we are under total economic attack. And that's the stated plan. Make you dependent. They're shutting down fisheries nationwide that actually produce the baby fish and dump them in the ocean. They're shutting down the lobster hatcheries nationwide. They don't want to replenish the fish. They want this country shut down. Beef is at record prices, as almost everyone I know in the cattle industry is selling their herd, getting out. You're like, but it's record prices. Not for the seller, because it's rigged by computers. There aren't real stockyards anymore. There aren't real auctions anymore. There isn't a real market. It's totally rigged. In fact, I want to get the Paragon Foundation on soon to talk about that. Barry Brownfield, the famous cattleman before he died, host on this network, on talk radio for 60 years, on over 200 stations, would document how it's rigged. But I don't believe Barry Brownfield. My family has been in cattle ranching since Texas existed. Well, before that, when it was Mexico. And they're getting out of it, leaving a few cows out on the range to say, oh, we get our tax cut because of that. U.S. regulatory costs are world's 10th economy. After years of rapid growth during the Obama administration, the cost of federal regulations is now bigger than the entire economies of all but 9 countries in the world. Listen to that lie in that headline. After years of rapid growth during the Obama administration. What publication is that? Scroll down so I can. That's Investors Business Daily. I mean, that's like saying after years of pigs flying and Easter bunnies dancing and Keebler elves hopping. I mean, it's just total baloney. And I'm not just here complaining. We have a criminal government shutting down the country so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar and make everybody dependent. We are under scientific military attack. 2 years ago, Obama set up under Homeland Security and NORTHCOM with an executive order, the Rural Affairs Commission under NORTHCOM and FEMA to aid rural communities during the new sustainability transition. You've got real environmental sustainability, growing organic, growing local, shopping local. But their sustainability means you're going to have Pentagon plainclothes in your small town. Agenda 21 comes in with tens of millions, even in towns of 200 people. And they say, we're buying everything, do what we say. We're building a 5-story high rise. And you're all going to get subsidized to live there now. And it's the only building that gets the free electricity when you move in. This is happening all around Austin. And what it is an actual prison they're putting the town in. They're actually building, and this is their own documents, prison towers in Elgin and places. actual prison towers that are tax exempt to get you to move into them. It's like putting a piece of food on a bear trap to get the bear to go stick its leg in it.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
And ruling systems to just be corrupt and dominate the population. That way they can stay in power. Not because they invent the best technologies or have the most beautiful art, and are the rightful leaders of society, but because they're the most deceptive, cunning, manipulative scumbags out there. And it really is a disease in human society how many people will psychopathically or sociopathically look at you in your face and tell you that they're your friend, but really they're just cold-blooded lizard brains that think the fact that you're nice is a sign of weakness for them to exploit and take advantage of. And it's time for good people to basically take the quote that's been attributed to quite a few many people throughout history and put it back at the establishment. And anybody else, for that matter, that tries to enslave us or push us around, don't take my kindness as weakness. And it's time for good people to stand up against evil wherever you run into it. It has only been our acquiescence that has allowed this corruption to grow, because basic food needs and shelter needs have been available. Humans at a subconscious level take it then that everything must be all right, even as cultural creeping death is being developed and deployed all around us. By every metric, every major university has put out the reports. We've covered them. You've seen them in the news, that literacy is dropping, health is dropping, people being able to navigate complex tasks is dropping, the language is contracting, people are less honorable, corruption is increasing, and basic liberties are being eroded. Economic liberties, religious liberties, the right to travel, the right to not have everything you do be surveilled. There is a revolution by the parasites and by the social engineers and the control freaks against humanity. And knowing that that's going on, and knowing that their psychological warfare tactic of the last 30 years to say there is no corruption, you're not being assaulted, nothing's happening, is nothing more than the psychological technique of gaslighting. It's where you walk up and punch somebody in the nose, and then they go, "You punched me in the nose." You go, "No, I didn't. What's wrong with you? You just fell down and hit your head." The average weak-minded person will go, "I did. I could swear you just punched me in the nose. I mean, I'm bleeding." "No, no, no." Or you catch your neighbor when you walk in your house in the dark with a jewelry box in their hands, and they're like, "Oh, I saw somebody over here, and I chased him down and got this back from him." And you don't want to have the confrontation with your neighbor, Bob. And so you go, "Okay, Bob, well, where are they?" And then you let Bob leave and say, "Well, thanks. Let's call the police. What do they look like, Bob? Where'd they break in, Bob? I don't see anything broken into, Bob." You're like, "Well, I won't call the police. We'll keep our eyes out, Bob," because you kind of know it was Bob. And then about a week later, the guy's like, "Hey, did you take my plant, Jim?" You're like, "No, Bob, I didn't take your plant off your front porch." "Uh-huh." Because that's how those people operate. When you don't go after Bob for breaking in your house, next Bob is going to see you as an enemy because you know he's a thief. And Bob is going to say that you're stealing from him. See, I've learned how the psychology of this scum works. They're going to call you because you want to keep your private property, keep your children, keep your guns, keep your free market, keep your prosperity, keep your liberty, keep your religion. Why, you're an extremist terrorist. Why, you're a racist. Why, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're paranoid because you don't like all the power being massed around you and all the checks and balances being taken and all the fines and fees and banker bailouts and the government funding Al-Qaeda. You're the problem. America, you only give a 6% approval rating to Congress because you're out of step. You're weird. You should love Congress. Upwards of 90% in major polls believe Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy with the government. 90% of you are out of touch. You're crazy. The government and the mainstream media, 90% of you are wrong. 94% of you that don't like Congress, you're a sick terrorist. And the government is watching you, and it knows best, and it's got the police and the bureaucrats and the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the media people, and the church is bought off, and they're going to point their finger at you and tell the 94% you're bad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gaslighting would be like if you'd been on hold for an hour to get on the show because a guest has come on or we've gotten behind. And I went on air and said, oh, we've had callers holding 5 minutes. We better go to them. You go, no, I've been holding an hour. And I go, no, you haven't.
Hey, Alex. Hey.
I hear somebody talking.
Oh, it's just me, John. Just running the board here.
All right, well, stop talking.
I'm not talking, Alex. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not interrupting your show.
Stop interrupting the show.
Hey, buddy, I'm not interrupting it. Let's be pals.
All right, that's enough, John.
All right, but I'll be back.
But in true gaslighting, you would say, there's no one talking. You're mentally ill, Alex.
There's no one talking, Alex.
I'm just talking to myself.
You're hearing things.
I'm hearing things.
There's nobody here.
You know, there's real psychology in this country, and there is a lot to offer from psychology. You learn a lot from Carl Jung, you name it. A lot of the stuff I've read Sigmund Freud said, you know, has some real validity. But it's just a lens to look at the world, try to understand how people operate. It isn't the end-all, be-all, but the state-run systems of it are truly oppressive on their face, and the establishment is gaslighting America. They're telling you there's no world government, there's no corporate welfare, there's no corruption, nothing's rigged, that's a conspiracy theory, that's an extremist thing, that's a dangerous thing. It was like when Nightline was here a couple years ago, he was like, you believe there's a secret plan to set up a world government. The host of ABC Nightly News was the guy who was here doing the interview. Right here. I'm sitting here after the show, he's right there. And I went, no, I can show you the Council on Foreign Relations talking about a planetary corporate world government run by finance bankers and finance capital. I can show you UN statements. And he goes, really, you can show me that? So we go out there. I pull up the clips, and he goes, that's a different global government that Ban Ki-moon's talking about than you're talking about. That's a different global government that the British Prime Minister's talking about that you're talking about. That global government or global governance is just working together. And I go, with global taxes, with global surveillance, global military, global standardization of zoning laws. And he just laughed at me. Then, as I said, we went to dinner. He was really nice. Forget his name. Who's the host of it? He's a guy. He's got black hair, brown. I went with him and his camera people to eat at Fogo de Chao. We had dinner for 2 hours, had a couple glasses of wine. He was real nice, has a family, and just said, basically, you're on your side of the line, I'm on my side. Just point blank, I'm a soldier of the system and was nice to me and actually liked me, but he works for them. And they put out reports that there is no world government. And will look at you with a straight face like you're crazy as it's openly being set up. This is what I'm sick of.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
That's what's happened to the American people, but it's not Obi-Wan Kenobi, a good guy, doing it. They've been in a trance, but now they're starting to wake up, and 94% in the latest poll, I know I harp on this, but it really just hit me today, 94% don't like Congress, because that's nameless, faceless. Most Americans don't even know who their Congress person is, man or woman. So they see that as the government, the Capitol building. Now they personalize Obama and make them have a relationship with him, you know, like he's their favorite soap opera actor or something, and mainly women like him, but they're even, you know, getting mad at him, so he's got low 30s approval rating now, even with his idiot supporters. But they'll move on to a new puppet. The point is that the public actually isn't that stupid. They just don't know how much trouble they're in. They just think it's a bunch of corrupt liars up there. No. It's not a bunch of corrupt liars up there. It's a bunch of control freak, vicious, anti-human people. Because what I've learned is control freaks, liars, fraudsters. My dad used to always tell me this as a child. I know what he was talking about. He'd say, son, there are just bad people in the world who would rather kill you for a dollar than make $1 million with you fair and square. They would rather steal from you because they like dominating you, they like hurting you, they like cheating you, they like taking advantage of you because it's their nature. And you need to learn, because we're good people and we aren't corrupt and we don't lie, that people are going to come after you thinking you're a mark. So don't think everybody's like you. And then he would go on and say to me, you see that little meth head or that little crackhead drug addict over there? He's only 4.5 feet tall because he's been on drugs since he was a little kid. Don't use drugs. By the way, the government ships in most of the drugs, and they mix all sorts of poison into it. I mean, I think back to my dad, basically was the Alex Jones before me. and he would sit there and explain it all to me. He'd say, that's who you got to worry about. That person will shoot you or kill you because they have nothing to lose. They're the most dangerous people out there because they have nothing to lose. They're scum. Don't hang around scum because they like seeing good people get hurt. And even though I knew those lessons then and then learned them, I still go through that today because I'm so trusting. And so even though I know all this, I personally make mistakes as well. None of us are perfect. It's like the end of Carlito's Way. I'll give the movie away. He's gotten out of prison after a decade. He was a former maid gangster, a part of his mafia group, played by Al Pacino. He's wanting to go straight, but his old buddy, the lawyer that got him out of prison early, brings him back in. So it's a bad friend that destroys him and kills some gangsters, some Italian-made men, and now they're coming after him. But when he's about to get away with the money and with his beautiful girlfriend at the train station, he's gotten away from the mob and beaten them. Guess who kills him? The little low-level scumbag, local thug that wanted to make his name by killing a famous gangster. And Benny Blanco from the Bronx shoots him 3 times in the stomach. And you know why? It was because he was kind to the little gutter rat. He didn't kill him when he caught the other guy trying to kill him. And so because he didn't crush the evil up front, he was destroyed by it. And that's the story of this country. Because it turns out he was really a good guy and a moral guy. Kind of the Tony Montana character that he plays as Scarface. The same person thrust into bad environment, thrust into bad circumstances, that ends up dominating because he is a good person. And that's so true. Those archetypes ring true. Those are popular archetypes because they are true. That a good person forced to do vicious things is always more powerful than the evil. That's why the evil always seeks to pull down the good man, the good woman, because they don't like you. I don't like you. My friend doesn't like you either. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. Oh, here, let me get you something. You know, we're really sorry. No, you'll be dead, to quote Star Wars. Again, another archetype. That's exactly how it is. The two dirtbag scumbags don't like the good-looking, upright, clean, wholesome people that they can see have good souls, that they can see stand for goodness, that they can see have power, that they can see have the birthright of dominion on this planet. They want you dead. They want you gone. They want you destroyed because they don't like the light. You guys pull up the bar scene where the guy gets his arm cut off, just that one piece. Because that, my friends, illustrates everything through art, which is a reflection of reality. Is it easier to the thugs to say, here, let me get you a beer. Let's be friends. Let me pay the pirate. What was the Rudyard Kipling quote about when you keep paying the pirate? Pretty soon the price becomes too high. I'm not going to pay any of the pirates. And in my own personal life, I'm not going to pay anything to any pirates. If pirates get in my way, I'm going to run them over because they're attacking good people and they need to be dealt with. It is our responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, to stand up against evil because it will run rampant and take over the entire society, and it's done it. And there's a battle for the heart and soul in every police department, every state house, every schoolhouse, every factory, every office complex, every law firm, every farm, every ranch, every family, every church, every heart, every soul, every man, woman, and child. There is a battle going on right now for the heart and soul of humanity and our future. And a decision is being made right now. Evil is trying to take over. And they've bought off the churches to tell us it's a foregone conclusion that it's the end of the world. They've been saying that for 100 years. People in Nazi Germany thought it was the end of the world, and most Christians historically said, whether they were Catholic, Protestant, Seventh-day Adventist, it didn't matter. They followed Hitler's Romans 13 quote, his favorite passage on the radio, and they believed that it was the end of the world or God's will. Well, let me tell you, I've read my Bible, and I know what's written on my heart. God in the entire Bible is about people standing up against evil, standing up against Pharaoh, standing up against Herod, standing up against all the evil, the Philistines. It is not about handing your children over to the state and giving them to the fires of Moloch. And I will not be part of this. And I declare that the enemy's already attacked us, so I don't declare war. I declare that we are in defense of humanity. We are in defense of civilization. We are in defense of due process. We are in defense of common sense. We want justice. I want justice. And there's never a perfect justice in this world because we're flawed. But in that is our greatness. There is reaching for greatness and that animating contest that is the great test of being alive on this planet. So we are losing all of our blessings. We are being scientifically shut down. Our economy is being shut down. All of the systems are being shut down. And we have to recognize the globalists are doing it premeditatedly. What is gaslighting? It's a form of mental abuse in which false information is presented with the intent of making a victim doubt his or her own memory, perception, or sanity. A re-education camp is like a giant gaslighting facility where they all torture and beat people and get people to get scared and agree with the system and say you're wrong and gang up on you in peer pressure. Instances, that's political correctness. Instances may range simply from the denial by an abuser that previous abuse incidents ever occurred, up to the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. The term gaslighting comes from the play Gaslight and its film adaptations. I want to do a film review of that for the Nightly News in the next few days. The term is now also used in clinical and research literature. And it's literally punching somebody in the nose and then saying, I didn't punch you in the nose. And then having five people go, we didn't punch you in the nose. You're crazy. And it wasn't tyranny what happened at Waco. It wasn't tyranny at Ruby Ridge. It's not tyranny to have TSA grab your child's genitals while the government funds Al-Qaeda publicly. It's not tyranny to have naked body scanners that all the studies show give you cancer. It's not tyranny to have glyphosate and all the major water supplies giving you cancer, growing breast cancer. On record, it grows breast cancer. That's not debate. That's 100% proven scientific fact that it is a pure estrogen mimicker and in women grows breast tumors. One of the biggest reasons. But nobody wants it. Just give more money to try to find a cure for it. You like trying to find, give more money to find a cure for Chicago gunshot wounds. We don't know where the gunshot wounds are coming from. We don't care. We don't even care bullets did it. We just want to know how to cure gunshot wounds. Just wave a wand and to fix the gunshot wounds, not find out why it's the murder capital of the world, even though guns are banned. That's gaslighting, folks. The whole thing is a giant hoax. Nightline here going, there's no world government, Alex. That's your theory. There's no secret government experimentation. That lists like 10 examples. They go, well, that was years ago. No, actually, they just admitted it again. Well, you know, Alex, you really are paranoid. There were stories in 1937, 38, 39 about Hitler and what he was doing, and it was in the newspapers that it was just theories and fear-mongering and witch hunts. Herr Hitler is really getting Germany going, Time magazine said. There's whole books written on that. And then there were all the stories about Stalin. They wouldn't admit Stalin was doing anything till the 50s. There was denials when Stalin was killing 2-3 times what Hitler was. He was Uncle Joe. Up until the 50s, he was our helper. The second greatest mass murderer in history behind Mao Zedong. But let's go to an example of the thugs don't care. They just want to attack a pure young man. They just want to bring down anybody who's honorable because their souls are so ugly, they want to stamp you out. Here's the clip.
He doesn't like you. I'm sorry. I I don't like you either. You just watch yourself. We want it, Ben. I have the death sentence on 12 systems.
I'll be careful.
You'll be dead.
This little one's not worth the effort. Come, let me get you some.
Evil has to be kept in its place, doesn't it? Enough torture from Alex Jones. I want to come back at a few of the other big top stories. Open Move. How are they going to get rid of internet freedom? We have the article when we return on the other side of this transmission. This little break coming up. And please remember, I get so busy covering the news, I don't plug stuff. Our continued existence is absolutely hinged on your financial support to continue what we're doing and expand. Please, Midair, refuel us. We've got the best water filters, pro-gun t-shirts, books, films, from homeschooling to non-GMO to the police state to the New World Order to the occult. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Membership's there. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsLife.com. We're running a special discount for a limited time on the Survival Shield Nation Iodine. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Oh, boom, bop-a-boom. Oh, boom. Oh,
Hey, Alex. What are you doing here, Alex? There's no world government.
You know, guys, I'm getting something in my feed in there. I'm hearing something. Who is that?
It's just me, John. I'm in your head. And,
No, you're not in my head. You're out there in the control room talking over me. Stop doing it.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Stop taking over the radio show, okay?
Hey, bud, let's just do a family-friendly show today because there's no world government. Nobody's out to get us.
Okay. And you're just going to ignore history, I guess?
There's no history.
And I guess you think Common Core teaching 2 plus 2 equals 5 is good and not a sign that the government wants to totally brainwash and brain damage the kids and screw them up fundamentally.
Well, I think the kids, you know, the kids will be fine with the brainwashing. And so will you.
Stop talking over me.
I'm not talking over you. You're crazy.
You were on in an earlier segment taking over.
No.
Now you're back.
This is the first time I'm here. Your memory's gone.
No, you were on 15 minutes ago. Stop it.
I'll be back. You'll see.
I'm sure you will. Again, that's an illustration of gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen. And it works on the general public because they've been raised, the government's the authority from birth. And even if the government's lying, we've got to do what it says, learned helplessness. Well, I'm done. And everybody I know, almost everybody, is making a break now with the system and realizes it's a fraud. Now you've got to realize you have power. That's the next level. Here's the toll-free number, again, for first-time callers. What do you make of the U.S. being surpassed by China as the economic power? That was all done by design. What do you make of East Ukraine slips from Kiev's grasp? The Russians are now sending in medical evac teams and massing more troops. It doesn't look good. We're going to talk about that. Here's the big internet news I'm going to cover before we go to your calls when I start the next hour. This is out of Reuters. You guys pulled me Watson's article about Chinese-style censorship that Obama wants in the internet yesterday. I want to dovetail that. I told you this a few years ago. How are they going to sell so-called Internet 2, the new Internet fast lanes that are, quote, safe and you've got a thumbprint to get on and then they'll phase it into everything soon? That's their admitted plan. Internet 2, 15 years ago, I read their own documents. They're public. They have consortium meetings each year in Tokyo, London, Austin. And they say the old Internet will be phased out this way. It'll be a pay-per-play Internet. And now the FCC is announcing that, the end of net neutrality. It's all happening. They're making their moves on every single front. They're making their move on every single front. U.S. FCC chief details pledge to police to have internet fast lanes, because the police need their own internet fast lanes to be in emergencies. It's for emergencies. We need to spy on you for emergencies. See, remember Homeland Security got caught putting in those systems in Oregon that we broke, that Drudge carried a few months ago? We need to do a new article how they have their own cell tower hubs to grab all your data. And they call it their own internet fast lane. They're setting up their own internet that they'll then force you onto. You understand that? And then phase out your rights that way and tax you and trace you and not let you get to Infowars.com. This is the admitted plan. They've done this in China. They're doing this in areas of Europe. They're doing it in Australia. It's happening. The slow evolution. The new secret trade deal. Now, Genesis phone system, well, their delay is out, so we're going to use our system. That's why we have a backup. We have a delay here. Got to do that per FCC rules. This is really the FCC takeover of the Internet. That's what this is, bare minimum. Just bare minimum. FCC takeover of the Internet, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Toll-free number, it's the Sunday number, 877-789-ALEJANDRO. That's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Hour number two, straight ahead. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv today.
Thank you for listening.
11 people can share the membership, and we need the support. Support the original, powerful, organic, true Internet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad regime.
regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.